This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A warning as we start this hour of What's On Your Mind. This is a warning. I'm about to make you hungry because this hour is brought to you by PetroServe USA. We bought the PetroServe USA studios on the road. I filled up in Valley City with gas just about tickling $1.99. That's right. E85 is like $1.54 if you want to go that route, if you have a flex fuel vehicle. I personally use the unleaded 88 a lot. I am getting just a titch better gas mileage, believe it or not. I never go backwards, and you pay, well, today in Valley City, the $2.04. Some places even less than that. So that's a good deal, but also I'm going to make you hungry. That's the warning. And for lunch today in Valley City, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham, tater tot hot dish in Harwood. These are PetroServe USA locations that have lunch specials that are home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Now, every PetroServe USA, whether you see the Marathon gas or the Cenex gas, it's still PetroServe USA, and it's still good food. It's the 4-for-4 special, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and two of the best homemade cookies, short of grandma and mom, you'll ever have. And don't tell grandma, but it's almost as good as hers, you know. Anyway, beef, I think my grandma's eyes went a little goofy, so we got probably sugar and flour kind of interchangeable, Todd, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you didn't say anything. You just, a little bland, but you went along with it. beef stroganoff at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location today. Taco mac and cheese. Wrap your mind around that. They get creative once in a while. A little taco mac and cheese at the I-29 12th Avenue North location. And if you're on Minnesota in Yulin, whoa, do they do it right there? Yulin location of PetroServe USA, macaroni and beef. And it's really, really, really good. That's what I'm here to tell you. And that's at all PetroServe US locations. But there are Valley Dairy Stores, too, in Grand Forks, part of the family. You know, the caramel rolls, don't get me going. It's good food, making you hungry. All right, some calls been waiting, and then we're going to have Jared Hendricks here and talk about his experience last week at the Capitol. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with, we're in the middle of the fight to get every vote counted. That's not crazy. That's not a mob. That's not anything. That's not inciting violence. That's flipping common sense, people. We want every legal vote counted. That's all we're asking for. And we see a lot of evidence that suggests it wasn't. And all we get is, that's not the kind of evidence we need. We need it. Proof. We need proof. Well, what do you want to start with? What do you want to start with? You know, dead voters, machines, you name it. Now there's a pretty strong indication that China was involved in five of the states. And if the intel was declassified, we know that. Mike Lindell is in the middle of that fight. He's not giving up. He's not going, there's 9 days till the inaugural, so I'm going to stop telling people what they need to hear about the evidence. In other words, if the U.S. intelligence operation knows this, and it's not being made public, even though they've done some of that, for the president to say declassify it, which he has to do, why wouldn't he do it? Not sure why it wouldn't be done by now. Maybe some people trying to talk him out of that. All of that at 10:30 with the great Mike Lindell. But I want to get a couple of calls in here because I love chatting with you. Let's see here. Justin in Lake Country has been waiting a while. So, Justin, which Lake Country? Like Devil's Lake where they catch big fish? Or you like Minnesota lakes? What kind of Lake Country are you hanging out at, Justin?
I'm on Lyda specifically.
Love Lyda.
In Pelican Rapids.
Yeah, love Lyda down there. You bet. So what's on your mind today?
Yeah, a couple points with your theme this morning. First, just go back on, you mentioned energy a little while ago. I heard a comment over the weekend that I thought was pretty interesting, and anybody can do a quick search on the internet and find, like, Elon Musk talking about this even back in December. But the comment was, I'm an all of the above like you, right? But, you know, obviously you and I know the term baseload energy and what that means. But these people that, you know, buy the electric vehicles, God bless them, but, you know, it doesn't just come out of the air to recharge those things. And the comment was from Elon Musk and others is that, you know, if we went all electric like some of these states want to do by whatever day, 2025, 2030, what have you, there's not enough electricity or baseload out there to provide all of this. And furthermore, the comment was made that the emissions would actually be greater than what we're outputting right now with fossil fuels. And I thought that was really interesting.
It is interesting. And I don't know, Justin, I have a hard time believing they don't know that. You know, the Lignite Energy Council in North Dakota, the voice of coal right here, has a Tesla. And, you know, they're doing that on purpose to say, where do you think this comes from? You know, when you take the percentages breaking down. The other thing you talked about was baseload energy. And you're right. People don't understand what that means. What that means is if you don't have coal always on, you could have more of these brownouts and blackouts that we've already seen. Because wind puts energy on the grid, but it isn't always blowing. It's a source. It's one. But without baseload, we're at risk. And yet, I got to think these people know that the majority of people who are plugging in their cars right now, or in some places maybe even as much as just a little bit more than half, are coming from coal. They're coming from coal. So your quote-unquote green energy, I mean, you don't like coal and you don't like emissions, you're getting the same thing there. Not to mention,
that's right.
Our energy use is going through the roof, Justin. I mean, it's going through the roof. If you saw just my smartphone and your smartphone, what that takes in the way of energy that didn't exist 20 years ago, you'd get, now multiply that times how many smartphones there are, we need it all. This is what drives me crazy. We need it all.
Well,
why wouldn't you put
all the other devices that we have too, right?
Right. And I'm saying put all of that energy use and need into, you know, all the effort to say I want it cleaner, I want it more sustainable, into the lignite industry, because guess what? They put billions in, they move the needle, there's carbon sequestration, there are all kinds of other things that we can do. They ignore those. I'm trying to remember who did this or what bill it was, but there were some shenanigans amongst the Democrats in one of their budget bills or whatever. They zeroed out all the money for that. Anything that was creative or looking at technology in reducing CO2 in the coal industry, they didn't want to hear of, because that removes their argument. These people are zealots. They want to pick winners and choosers. It is awful, and you're dead on. One other quick thing, Justin, go.
One other quick point. I mentioned a couple on just a super quick one on the election fraud. I'd just love to get your comment on this. So in the past 24 hours, Cumulus has came out, you know, big owner of radio stations. There's a memo that was published in a couple of the papers, Washington Post, et cetera, from the owner talking about the hosts of those that are going to be on those stations, of which a few are on the flag, Dan Bongino, Mark Levin, asking them to tamp things down on the election fraud or risk getting fired, period.
I've heard a little bit about it, but I know this. So there's a lot of people in the industry that see corporate-owned entities doing just exactly that, you know. And, of course, the beauty of that is to the extent of the flag east and west, Fargo and, you know, Tioga and Stanley, Williston, Watford City, those are two that we own and operate myself. I own half of them, and my partner, Steve Hallstrom, owns the other half. Now, K-Fire is owned by iHeart Media, KLTC. I think iHeart Media is smart enough to know, look, we're about listeners, and we're about the callers calling in. Nobody's going to tell us to, quote-unquote, tamp it down. Have you heard anything like that?
And you know, from what I've heard, I've got a few friends who work for Cumulus. They're cracking down a little bit on the local hosts. I don't see that affecting the syndicated national hosts, but I think they are going to be perhaps a little bit more careful on local hosts. I don't think it's going to get, you know, completely ratcheted down like you see on social media and stuff, but
yeah, this is, you know, so local hosts, you know what that means? Oh, we're going to lose a advertiser over somebody saying the election was stolen. We can't have that. Well, that too is dumb. But these local entities of corporate-owned big media entities, they care about one thing, revenue. Honestly, that's all they care about. And I'm not going to say that to the iHeartMedia stations, because there's a good entity that puts good product out.
Revenue
so
and license renewal, I think those are the two.
Right, yeah. I mean,
they want a challenge.
They don't want a challenge. If you go too far, you're going to get a challenge, and that slows it up. So, and by the way, WDAY is now in the Flag family, so we're able to do that as well. Before, it was sort of corporate-owned, but locally owned. By Forum Communications, I think, would have been insulated from some of that stuff, too. But I appreciate your call very much. Let me squeeze
in. Yeah, thanks much, Scott.
Yeah, good talk to you. Joe in Bismarck had a question for the governor. He's gone. What would you have asked him, Joe, if he was still here?
Well, it's kind of funny. We talk about the censorship of the radio stations. I was going to say that's next, but apparently it's already here. I woke up this morning to my parlor account kind of shut down, and they think my parlor account's a damage to the liberal cause. What do they think, Scott, you and Todd are doing to the liberal cause? So I think the radio stations are next, but the attorney general was right when he signed on to the Texas litigation to fight the election challenge. And my question for him would be, and actually a question for you guys too, is I worked in acquisitions for over two decades, and they didn't let us do any of this predatory practice stuff that Google servers shutting them down, Apple, Twitter, and even the RICO Act. I never got away with any of this stuff when we were doing acquisitions.
So your question is whether the governor agrees with the attorney general. What would you want him to ask him?
No, the attorney general should now be getting after Google and Apple.
Oh, I got it. I got it. And does the governor agree? Maybe. I got it. Yeah, he should support that.
Yeah, he should be doing that. And then the other thing he should do?
We'll find out next. Hang on.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months. But the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. And we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The caller before we were going to break said the other thing. You didn't hear me, but I said, unfortunately, we don't have time for the other thing, but call again, and I'd love to chat with you. I think he also was insinuating maybe the censorship has started now because the governor didn't take calls. I actually hadn't even seen his call waiting for the gov, but I did say a couple of times if you had a question for the governor to text it, just because I knew our time was going to be tight to get everything in. So occasionally we'll do that only for the sake of time, you know, and get to some of the questions. And if I have more time later, I will actually read you the questions that came in for him. But it was mostly about masks and COVID stuff and a couple other things. But I'm not hiding any of the tough questions for the governor. It was just a matter of time management. Time management. You know what I'm saying? One thing the governor said on his way out the door today was that his lovely wife, Catherine Burgum, is going to be speaking Thursday to a group at the University of Mary. And she is, you know, on the board of the Hazleton Betty Ford Center and doing some incredible things down there. They're, I guess, searching for a new CEO down there and try to get – she's on the executive committee for that. That's awesome. It really is. When you think about how much addictions, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, whatever, hold people back from God's plan for them, you know, if you don't think – if you don't think that stuff is of a dark side, of course it is. Prime example, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell was a slave to his crack habit. And the fellow crack addicts and even the people selling him crack said finally, we're not selling you this stuff anymore because your brain's like crazy. You're talking about inventing a pillow that's going to make people, you know, you better go try this stuff because it sounds good. Read his book, What Are the Odds? From crack addict to CEO. It's a phenomenal book. So in that case, the crack is a way to say, I don't want you meeting a president, helping him out, everything else that might, you know, change the world. I want you addicted to crack. Every one of us, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, farmer, rancher, teacher, dumb radio talk show host, whatever, there's a plan for us. There really is. And when life's tough, it's hard to see that there's a plan for me. But sometimes those toughest times bring you to the next thing. Just remember this. Every day is a new beginning. Every day is a new beginning. And if you live like that, you'll be just fine. They talk about things like that, including at the University of Mary, as they'll do on Thursday, about some of the good work happening there. And that's why we love the University of Mary. It's impossible not to. And what they're doing, their mission there, more people educated in a way that fits their lifestyle. But a value set of how they teach the person. It's not, okay, dump a book on you, learn this, and you'll go places. It's the engineering school that says, yes, here's the very important tips you need to know about education and the field you're choosing, but we also want you to have, you know, a fully rounded education to find out how you work with people, how you, the value set you have. And many of these students have that already, grew up with it. Just come in and learn a little bit more about it, enhance it. It's really an awesome place. UMary.edu, UMary.edu. As a former student, I can tell you I love the place. Jared Hendricks is a political, I would say just kind of a warrior activist, you know, really in the trenches within the Republican Party and maybe a little bit on the libertarian side, but just a fighter. No doubt about it, but in the political sense of people in the arena, and I always appreciate that even when I don't agree with him. And he's here today because he was in the middle of all of it in Washington, D.C. Last week. Jared, were you rioting? Were you rioting at the Capitol?
No, I wouldn't use that word at all. I think it was just a really, from my point of view, a very positive gathering of patriots that care about their country. They're concerned about their Constitution. They feel that their president has been cheated, not only in the election, but in the way he's been treated in the last 4 years. But I found the experience, you know, aside from kind of the incident at the Capitol, I mean, I found the experience to be overwhelmingly positive. I think that that story needs to be told.
So I am told, I didn't see it, I was hunkered down in the Capitol. But when I went into the Capitol, there were a fair amount of people already around the Capitol. I went in Dirksen office building, so I wasn't actually in the front of the Capitol where folks came up. But there were probably, I'd say, 5,000-10,000 people already surrounding the Capitol, for a better word, and in some form of, now I heard people singing Amazing Grace. I talked to these people. Nobody was foaming at the mouth. These were, I would say, I equated them to farmers and ranchers and every other kind of occupation from North Dakota type folks. You know, had great conversations with South Dakotans, folks from Indiana. But my understanding is most of that crowd where you were in front of the Capitol were there before the president even finished speaking. So it wasn't like he, you know, lit the match and said, go up there and give them hell, and they ran up there. The Capitol was really surrounded even before the president spoke. Is that true of what you know?
I don't know if, well, to be honest, I don't really know because I wasn't there at that point. I didn't leave the area where the president was speaking until he was finished, and most of the people around me, I would say the same. The thing people have to understand is there were at least hundreds of thousands, if not a million people there, and so when you're dealing with that pure number of people, I mean, for one thing, it takes a long time to get down Pennsylvania Avenue. But the other thing is, as the reports came out, it seemed that the breaking of the barriers and the quote-unquote storming occurred kind of at the very outset. It might have even happened significantly earlier than most of the people arrived. So by the time you got there, when they talk about the barriers, for example, you couldn't even see that there were barriers. I mean, you just had a sea of people. And from what I saw, you know, you just had people with their flags and their American flags, their Trump flags, really just standing around talking to one another, chanting. I mean, there were instances where some of the police at that point were just kind of coming out and standing there next to people. There wasn't a lot of conflict at that point that I saw. Now, obviously, there was conflict, and like most people, I ended up seeing the videos later. The other thing to consider is most of us there on the ground, we didn't have cell service. There was so many people there that you didn't even really know what was happening. Ironically, a lot of people at home probably knew, or at least were able to get, you know, information.
So when is the first time you became aware that there had been a breach of the Capitol and they were going inside the Capitol? When did you find that out?
Right when we were there at the base of the Capitol.
Okay, and somebody sent me a picture of you hanging off the steps or scaffolding or something, I forget which. That was behind a barrier where you're not supposed to go, but I think I heard you tell me, I didn't know that. I didn't know I was going across a barrier. There's people there, I joined it. Did you at any point get a little concerned about actually being on the Capitol steps in the middle of that?
Yeah, well, I should correct the record. I did hear you mention that on Thursday. That is not true. I was not on scaffolding at any point, just to be clear. But my point though is that when you got there, there were so many people in the Capitol grounds and you're kind of on this grassy area. There were little, I don't know if I'd call them scaffolding, but little steps that were set up that go over the concrete walls. And so most of us just assumed that this stuff was just normally set up. I mean, you got to understand a lot of the people there probably had never even been to the Capitol before. I mean, there are reports of individuals inside the Capitol. Like
I think the important point is you didn't have any inkling that you were breaking the law by being across the barrier that happened to be the steps because nobody said don't cross that, right?
Well, you couldn't even see the barriers is my point.
Yeah. And did anybody tell you get off that step or get off whatever you're standing on? Were you told to leave there?
No, there was no organized police presence by the time most of the people got there.
By the way, that to me is the $64,000 question. Why not? How are people able to get close enough to break windows? You know, when Jared says, I didn't even see a police presence. Wow, that's a big question. Thanks for sharing part of that story. Fascinating, fascinating. I think Jared's explained it well. I don't see a barrier and I'm on the step. More after this, don't go away.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man on a shooting rampage over the weekend in and around Chicago, Illinois, was shot and killed by police. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others on Saturday in a series of apparently random shootings that led to the altercation with police in nearby Evanston. This witness tells WGN-TV.
He got shot probably like 40 times. I would say 40 times. That's pretty much what I heard.
Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook.
It was an exchange of gunfire. I'm not sure who fired first, but it was in response to violence that he perpetrated in our town.
The suspect is identified as 32-year-old Jason Nightingale. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Outgoing Chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, Stephen Sun, said House of Representatives and Senate security officials had tried to call in the National Guard before Wednesday's melee on Capitol Hill, but was turned down. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA location. Some of them have gas that they purchase from Marathon to give you a really good deal, or from Senex. They do that for diversity and make sure they can get you the best price. Have a couple, you know, we all do that. You don't want to rely on one vendor. But that, other than that, some of the stores are new to Marathon, but nothing else about PetroServe USA has changed. And people have been asking about that because they love PetroServe USA and they don't want it to change. It's not going to. What will change is the best value on gas prices. I filled up today for $2.04. I saw something on the pump, E85 for $1.54. Mine was E88, and I love it, because I'm getting the same or just a tish lower mileage on the unleaded 88, and I'm getting a better price. So what? There's a lot to love. There's also home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. They do have caramel rolls. I mention them often because I'm addicted to them. I'm sorry, but I am. Todd's planning an intervention, and we'll see what happens there. Those are the Valley, started the Valley Dairy stores, now at all the stores, but the 4 for $4 specials, the pizza, two cookies, and the cookies are great, just telling you, as well as the 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. Try and go to a restaurant and get that for $4. Doesn't happen. PetroServe USA, wherever you see them, stop in. Today I'll be making my way through Valley City just before supper. I don't know, I'm debating between beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham. You're bringing home for the whole family. We'll have a gourmet meal. You know what I'm saying? Jared Hendricks, just a minute left with you. We're referencing our connection with Mike Lindell. Oh, but have you got Mike? Work on Mike first. Oh, you got Mike. Okay, tell Jared. Well, he was going to tell me about the diversity of the crowd, and I wanted to do that, but I don't want to waste Mike's time. So we'll get to Mike here on What's On Your Mind. Mike Lindell, the one man that has given us hope. And that label was assigned to Mike Lindell's reports on this show from listeners to the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's some hope out there. Mike, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I've been busy all weekend. I don't know a weekday from a weekend right now. So
yeah, I was kind of joking because I know there's nothing such thing as a rest. But how about from the perspective of what you've said all along, if we can just get people to look at the evidence, to vet the evidence, it'll be crystal clear this election was stolen. Tell me what was new this weekend on that front.
Well, you know, if anybody goes, I have put it out on my Twitter. My Twitter is still not shut down, which is pretty amazing. The biggest thing out there is called a thing called the Hammer Info and Scorecard Info. And it's, this is all the, if you read the article, anyone can go there and read the article on my Twitter. In fact, I'm going to put it out on my Facebook too. But this is what's out there, and it's 100% that China, Russia, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, they all conspired, and they all, we have the IP addresses that they were done from and everything to steal the election through these machines. So, and the biggest thing is right now, you know, the president has this. They also have, you know, Italy's like a separate thing. They're connected, but yet they're not. That guy's admitting he actually did it, when they had to react during the night. So they're kind of like, you know, when they had to react on those machines and backfill them, he got caught kind of red-handed with, you know, when all those things went up, but he's willing to, he's put an affidavit out saying he did it. So you have that going on, but you have these two things, but with 100% proof, right? You know, anybody looks at this, it's like, okay, Donald Trump's our president for the next 4 years. Now here's the thing is there's all these rumors going on all over the country. What's the president going to do? And obviously that they're very afraid of what he's going to do or what he would do, because they're trying to impeach him. They're, you know, you've heard about the 25, whatever that rule is where they, go after him. They went after all my fellow, vendors. They went after Rudy. Today they're going after Rudy Giuliani. They're trying to disbar him. They're going after, anyone that's trying to say now that if we say anything now that it's, that the election was fraud, they're saying we're trying to,
incite a riot. Now, by the way, do you believe the impeachment talk, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life because there's 10 days left, if they believe Biden's going to, you know, take the oath of office in 10 days, why in the world would they pull gasoline on that fire when the impeachment thing didn't work out so well last time in that thin evidence? Why would they do that?
Because they don't want this. They don't want the president to make a move on this. He's got to declare, I don't know what, the Insurrection Act, whatever. He's got to stop this, the attack on our country, and, you know, declare that. I guess, you know, there's rumors out through the emergency broadcast system using that because they've shut him down completely. We don't even hear from him.
Okay.
And nobody can get to him, too. So I think they fear that. That's why they're trying to do that.
Yeah. Don't you think, though, a lot of this, all this, I mean, it feels like somebody said, hey, just throw it all at him. Do the impeachment thing. Do the Insurrection Act. Do the 25th Amendment. Do Trump is in a bunker and he's ready to, you know, you get the military to shoot everybody that tries to get him out of office. All this crap that we're hearing in this information war is designed to scare the living daylights out of people. But I believe what it really is, if what you tell me is true, that these foreign countries have influenced our election, something Democrats have been complaining about forever, and there is, as you say, 100% proof. How could not Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, Trump haters, Trump lovers come together around that and rally?
You would think they would, but obviously there's evil people that control that. It's not our good friends on both sides that are your neighbors that maybe voted Democrat or it's not the people. You're right. All the people could unite around it, but they keep trying to divide us. And the evil that overtook this, that call it a global order, whatever it is, you know, that with all these nations that attacked our election, get it, Scott. This doesn't count all the organic cheating that went on. That was ridiculous, in ridiculous numbers. But yeah, you're exactly right. And that's something I want to give everybody a piece too. If these 8 or 10 days go by, realize that this is all going to come up through the courts too. I do know everything that's out there. Eventually the evidence will come out for everyone to see, but you can go right on there. You can see a lot of this right on this Hammer Info. This thing I got a hold of here that I'm going to read that's on my Twitter. But when this comes out, regardless of what goes on with the, if there's inauguration or not, when the info comes out, I don't know what, and everybody looks at it and the courts look at it. you're going to have an illegitimate president if that's what that, if it goes that route, and they would have to have either a new election. There's going to have to be something done. So I don't know where the pieces you don't know. All I can tell you is this, that the evidence is 100% that these nations interfered big time.
Okay, here's the part I'm having trouble with. I agree with you. I know you. I trust you. And when you say 100% proof, I want to go, how do we have that, you know, everywhere right now? Does that intel have to be declassified in this guy you're talking about?
Yes, it's got to be declassified, 100%. You're exactly right. The president needs to declassify it.
Well, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. I do not. That part, I don't know if he, you know, that's the wild card, Scott. I don't know why he would not do that. He should declassify it. The whole world could see it, and then it's over. You know, that's the wild card. That's the piece that only, you know, the president, if he's sitting there and God knows, you know, I don't know that piece. Nobody can give to him. Nobody can, you know, so I don't, well, you're exactly right. They need to declassify. You know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And I see it too, and I go, doesn't surprise me one bit. I think they probably thought they could hide it. I think all the reason all this other noise is going on is people know that's out there, right? I mean, Nancy Pelosi gets as much intel as the president, right? So she knows what's there, and if you know that, you're going to have this diversion over here. So even if it came out, they'd say, oh, crackpot, crazy, that made up in the intel community. Just say these two words. Vidman testimony. Mind you, they took one guy who hated Trump and said he said something on a call with the Ukraine leader that later was ridiculously debunked because there was even a transcript that refuted this guy. They didn't care. They impeached him anyway. So they don't care about the truth. They don't care about the truth. They'll just do that again. So this has to go far and wide. I think the best platform would be the president. Is it possible, Mike, that you believe the president is unreachable, as you say, and sort of you're scratching your head, you want to put it out, because he doesn't know who to trust right now?
I don't know that. I think there's different theories. Is there people that they're hiding him that are untrustworthy? I don't know. And I don't know if he's kidding. I don't know if he's in. I heard he was getting back to D.C. today, but they, nobody knows. I mean, when they cut off all communications from him to us, you know, I mean, they've cut him off 12 platforms now that I've seen at last count. I mean, I want everybody to look out there. What are they doing if they're not afraid of this stuff being declassified? I mean, what are they so afraid of? You gotta ask yourself. I know what they're afraid of. I've had 3 hours of hearing from the person or one of the people. Just going over page by page, there's stuff that's 35 miles high that would have to get declassified. Stuff, and they're afraid of things that are in there that could be, you know, that will be declassified, not just the election.
What do you mean by 35 miles high?
Like if you took these papers that are in
I got it.
If you took all the papers that go back on this hammer and this scorecard thing. If you took all the intel that's in there, but this is all just, you know, not all of it's relevant, but I'm just saying there's a lot there. If you took the elections, the easy, it's so blatant. They have IP addresses of where all the Dominion machines, all these machines, not just Dominion, there were other two kinds too that were online. They were online, and any time a thing is online, a computer, they were doing these vote flipping, so it doesn't, and they have actually, when it happened, they have the timestamps, IP addresses from those five nations. This was very, very
calculated.
Very contrived, very evil. And they did it, they've done it before on this, they've done it many times before, but they realized the Italy guy, that guy's just, one of the first guys to come forth and say, I did it. Think of all the other ones that did it too. I mean,
why isn't every Republican supporter of Donald Trump have that person here in a press conference on a hearing on Capitol Hill and saying what he's saying about that? What's preventing that?
Well, he's overseas for one thing, you know. The one guy is, you know.
Can we put him on a plane and get him here? Is he being protected? Is he scared for his life or what?
I don't know. But, yeah, that's just the one guy. But think of all these other guys. I mean,
Hang tight, Mike. Quick break. Come back with more of Mike Lindell after this. Don't go away.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. The used indoor sale so successful. It's been extended through all this week, through this Saturday. We've taken in so many trades. If you were there last week, didn't find what you were looking for, you may want to take another look. Or if for some reason you couldn't make it out to the sale, here's your chance to get a very reasonable price for a late model pre-owned vehicle. Over 125 pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and all price ranges all marked down. Don't forget, many of the used vehicles come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. Sale only comes once a year, and you won't see prices like this other times of the year. All makes, all models. Sale ends at 4 p.m. this Saturday. Schwann Buick GMC on Memorial Highway under the gigantic American flag in Mandan, or check them out online, schwannbuickgmc.com.
We're back with Mike Lindell, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow. And by the way, Mike, I know you're too busy to talk shop or even looking at anything in the way of pillow sales, but I'm very proud of the fact that you were on last week, and after I just said, these are kind of the patriot entrepreneurs that we need to reward. And just in the promo code SCOTTSALES, we took 100% jump in sales last week of an already pretty good week. And in robes and pillows and everything else. So I think the American people, those that listen to this show that appreciate what you're doing, are rewarding you and your company. They're getting great products in return, so it's not like a donation, but that warms my heart that there's a ton of support out there for you and MyPillow. Do you feel that?
Yeah, and thanks, Scott, and thanks, listeners, because I'm taking all the money that I end up netting here, and I'm putting it all into Fight This, and I mean a lot. I've been putting... now it's in the millions. I've been fighting this, and it just now. And if you want to hear the attack, they're attacking box stores that I deal with. They've been writing racist stuff on the boxes in stores and doing all kinds of terrible things, so that these box stores try and, you know, get scared and drop my pillow. They've called me a sedation. What is it called? Where you're starts with an S. I don't know. Sedation.
Yeah,
where you're trying to overthrow
sedition?
A government or something.
Yes. What is it? I don't know. I don't care. I know what you mean. They have to make up new words to say bad things. And I have I'm from Montevideo, Minnesota. We never had to use that word, so I'm not sure. But the Mohawk education I had never quite came up with it. You know?
But they're attacking. Today they're trying to disbar or trying to take away Rudy Giuliani's.
License, his bar license. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
And by the way, never underestimate the ability of these people to go crazy. Impeachment's only about Trump not being able to run in 2024. By their estimation, he's gone in 10 days. Why would they bother with that? They don't want him back in 2024. None of this. It's horrible.
Right.
Let me ask you this hypothetical question. This guy from Italy comes over. He explains what he did. He explains the connections. We find out there's foreign influence, and these countries, they're the real enemy, by the way. Donald Trump's not the enemy. Anybody that supports Donald Trump is it. But a lot of people are saying, okay, Mike, that's more of the same, but no one's listening. Hypothetically, if all this is 100% true, what do you do with it, and how does it rectify, rectify what's been done to Donald Trump in the election?
That's been the frustrating thing, because there's, you know, the stuff I'm learning, they knew about this quite a while ago, and it's like, somebody dropped the ball for protection. But maybe I keep telling myself that if I look at it from a God point of view, it sure is revealing all the evil that wouldn't have been revealed if we would have just prepared better and you know, stopped this from happening. But if or revealed the evidence sooner. I mean, it didn't get out there, and I don't get it. But I think God has a plan here, and I. You know, maybe it's just to show everybody, like you say at the beginning of the show, people on the left and the right, that we should all be very much united in the fact we don't want other countries dictating our election. I mean, what if it happened to you if you're a Democrat? What if, you know what I mean? I mean, what if it was reversed? It would be the craziest thing. Can you imagine? It's just that they play, you know, the evil is out there, and it's revealing itself. So maybe it had to go down this way, and people are getting back in their faith. They're getting, you know, and that's good. That's the end goal here is I think we're in the biggest revival in history. I've said that before, and we will get through this, and we will look back someday and go, wow, all this had to happen the way God planned it, or we wouldn't end up in this great place we're going to end up in. It's either that or end time. So either way, it's a great place. I mean, it's either the end time, Scott, or we're going to end up in a beautiful place, because God's got a plan here. That's it.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick funny story. I was at Mass Saturday morning. Try to go regularly on Saturday morning, because it's just a good time to kind of reset from the week that was. And I was at confession before the Mass, and both in confession and at the Mass, the term spiritual revival was used by the priest. Now, I consider myself an evangelical Catholic because I appreciate the passions of evangelicals, and I also appreciate all the 2,000 years of history of the Catholic Church. And you should know that priests don't generally talk about revivals because they see every day as a revival. They see 10 new people walking in a church, that's a revival, not these masses that sometimes the evangelical community talks about. But when a priest is talking about revival, that, I think Christian unity, I think we're in a very different place, and I thought it very ironic given all that's going on right now. You know, I mean, it's
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You said it right. It's, you know, it's bringing more people to Jesus, and it's going to be a, this is a mass revival. People don't look for hope unless if good things are going on.
There's a key word. Where does your hope come from? It shouldn't come from an election outcome, right or wrong. It should come from a higher power. And right now, hope is what Mike talked about with this information, that something has stopped, something happens. Or it's this guy, Joe Biden, who's a buffoon, putting his hand up and down. And that's going to unravel in no time. And we're going to know the true outcome of this election. So either way is okay. I'm with Mike. God bless you, Mike. Keep fighting. We'll do it again tomorrow right here.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.